We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
The opinions expressed on this webmasterradio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of webmasterradio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of webmasterradio.fm is prohibited.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm is now in session.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet. Well, how was the Get Listed conference?
It was a blast. And I have to say, I was really impressed with Grand Rapids, the city. I didn't know what to expect, but it was very – I kept comparing it to San Jose. You know how clean and quiet and peaceful San Jose is during the day? It's the same thing in Grand Rapids. I mean, it was a really nice city. If it wasn't in Michigan, you know, I mean, I'm a Ohio State fan, and it was kind of hard for me to go there, but I was really glad I did. So
cool.
It was a nice city. And we can talk a little bit about it later if you want. But it was a really good conference. We had a great crowd, lots of great questions, and the speaker panel was top-notch.
Awesome. Well, what the heck? Let's just start with that. We got a few things to talk about. So since we're already on it, can you throw some
sure.
tidbits
now,
out there?
So I don't know if everybody even knows that this happens. So getlisted.org is a site that was started by David Nim and Mike Blumenthal, who are probably two of the top local search people on the planet. And GetListed is all about local search for small businesses. And what they decided to do was put together this local university, and they travel around because the way David described it to me is that they didn't think the people that really needed the information, the small business owners, could afford to spend $1,600 to go to SES or SMX. So they put these small local universities together. There were about 200 people there. We did two sessions, one in the morning with 100 people and one in the afternoon with 100 people. And it cost like $60 for a small business to come to this thing. And literally the speaker lineup was Mike Blumenthal, who's like one of the best in local search, myself, David Nim, Will Scott, and Aaron Weike, all top-notch national speakers that speak at SES, SMX, all the national conventions for $60. And it was an outstanding, outstanding job. These guys, I mean, I even learned stuff that Mike Blumenthal is an amazing speaker when it comes to digging into this local stuff. It was a really fun event, a lot of great questions by the audience. So if you get a chance, if one comes around in your area, please spend the $60-$70, whatever it happens to be. It's worth every single penny.
Yeah, and say hi to Jenna.
Yeah. And I was bummed because Matt McGee usually presents these too, and I haven't seen Matt in like years, and I was hoping to get to see him, but he didn't make the trip across the country. I think he's in Seattle or somewhere now in that area. So Klaus Bob.
Yeah, that's where he lives. I don't know whether or not he does as much travel. Well, no, actually, he covers, I think, most of the SEA or SMX conferences. So
yeah.
Goes to those. Maybe it was the same timing or something.
Right. But yeah, I'd recommend it to everybody. Just kind of give you an idea. There's an introduction to search for the low-level people. I did a session on optimizing your website, just general optimization. Will Scott did social media, how it ties into local business. Mike Blumenthal, of course, did really dug into local search results and how they work and the difference between the standard results and the blended results. And, it was just really good. A lot of great information.
Oh, I thought you guys were only doing local.
No, we did. Well, all of it was tied around local. So like Aaron's talk about search engines in general, it was how they work and how it works for local. My optimization was I did the basic optimization stuff, but I talked about how it tied into local search because some of the basic optimization stuff is really important for blended search now, those kind of things. And Will, when he was doing the social stuff, really talked about how it helps small businesses, you know, define their local. So it was really, really local focused, local search and small business focused, but it hit all the different areas, which I thought was really great.
Very cool. Good of them to put that together. That's great. So can you give us any tidbits from it, like any things that you learned that's new that you could share?
Let's see. The one thing that I thought was really interesting was when David was talking about really the differences between what it takes to rank well for like the one pack in local search and how that differences from how you rank with the blended search and how they're two completely different algorithms. And I can't go into detail because I don't remember all of it, but it struck me that it was really a major difference between the two that I'd kind of thought of them as similar, but they're not at all. So that's the big thing I took away.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but do you think you could have some notes for that for the next, or actually not the next one, but the next one after that? It'd be cool to get some info on that for everyone, and I'd love to hear more.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll try to do. I'll call Mike and see if I can get him on the show.
Now that is a good idea.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about lining Mike up, see if we can get him on the show.
That'd be great. That'd be really great. And then I can make him pause when I'm talking about Canada, because I tell you, there's a lot to pause about when it comes to local here.
It was funny because we were sitting there. While we were sitting there, like I would be sitting at a table and someone else would be presenting. And that was the big day where Google launched Google Plus. They did like five or six different things at the same time. We're sitting at the table, like passing laptops back and forth, because like Mike got access to Google Plus right away. So he'd like logged in and passed it down the table so we could all see what it looked like. And people out in the audience were probably going, "What the hell are they doing?" But it was funny.
Passing nudies around.
Yeah. Exactly. looking at the websites to see which club we were going to that night.
Oh, that sounds like a great time. I'm envious. It must have been great. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should also talk then about Google Plus. So, what are your thoughts so far? You mentioned you haven't had a lot of chance to play with it yet. But
I snuck in. Apparently, there was a bunch of holes where you could sneak in the first couple of days, and I snuck in and was able to get in, but they've since closed a lot of these holes. I got in, I set it up, I connected with a bunch of people, but I haven't done a lot of circle building. I've set up a couple sparks, which are actually kind of cool, but I just haven't had the time to dig into it as deep as I want to. And I know you were waiting for a while. Did you finally get in? I know you had the access, and then you were blocked for a bit.
Yeah, well, someone didn't send me an invite.
You said you had one. You said, "I have an invite, but I can't get in." I'm like, "Okay, I don't need to send Ross one."
Yeah, no. I actually ended up getting like three. It was wonderful, but they just didn't like me. It was really annoying because I had people around me just getting an invite and then getting in immediately. I was like, "What the?"
I guess Jim Hedger had sent us both invites, but I never even saw one come in from Jim. And maybe that's how I got in the back door. I really don't know how it happened at this point. It's that confusing to me.
Yeah. Anyway, in any case, anyone out there who's feeling snubbed, don't worry. We've all been there at some point. It's bizarre. There's really no rhyme or rhythm to it. I mean, come on. SEO 101, we should be in there first. Come on.
I know. And there's a lot of people. I'm seeing a lot of people using it. And like there's a lot of people. There's like I got close to 100 people that are in my streams or circles or whatever you call them now, and I see a lot of content come by from certain people and then certain people not using it at all, and I have to wonder, are they now switching and publishing all this content just in Google Plus? Have they figured out a way to feed it from somewhere else? I'm not. Have you played with it? Have you got the handle on the best way to use it yet, Ross?
Not best way, no. But I certainly have been using it a fair bit over the last 2 days. I've had it. What I've been most amazed by is for business, it's amazing, and I'm sure it's going to be great for the social environment, for friends and such as well. But I think that's to come more as it opens more to public. But right now, of course, all the industry guys like us, we're all frothing at the mouth to get in here. So mostly those are the kind of people that are in there. And the conversations and the quality of content being shared is mountains higher than Facebook. And the fact that you can have conversations, video, the whole bit. I think it's up to 10 people at a time can be in a single video conversation.
Yeah, I haven't done one of those yet. Have you done one of those?
No, you and I are going to have to try that out. Give it a shot.
Yeah, we will, definitely.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you can do with that, I've heard anyway. A lot of people are just raving about it.
Cool. And I was thinking that, okay, this was yesterday. I was thinking we need to set up an SEO 101 Google Plus. But then, because a lot of people like Mashable and CNN have set up like business pluses, but apparently they're all getting deleted. Google doesn't want businesses on Plus yet. When they say yet, I guess apparently sometime by the end of the year, they're going to actually be business capabilities. So you'll be able to set up a real business page in Google Plus. So they don't want it happening now. So they're deleting people's accounts. Search Engine Land is still there, I think. Mashable's gone. The main news ones are gone. Of course, Search Engine Land stayed. Because they'd give you a write-up if they didn't. So but I think you're right, from a business standpoint, I think that's where they're going to be going. I think that's part of what's happening is really, if you think about Google as a whole, do they have a place where you can set up a business identity other than places?
Like a social? No, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. But
and that's why actually I read it. I just scanned an article today about that. That it was from a comment from a Googler saying that yes, it's on the way. We're pretty excited, but they said it's going to be by the end of the year. Sometime between now and the year, they're going to be launching the business aspect, and it's going to have some pretty amazing interconnections. That's the last. Yeah. It's not exactly the word I was looking for, but
I'm sure it'll be connected to places somehow. I'm sure, absolutely.
Oh yeah, totally. And you're gonna be able to see some social connectivity, make it really easy to follow a particular business, all these sorts of things. Someone actually mentioned, and I thought this is quite true, that LinkedIn has something to worry about. I didn't really think that at the beginning, but this is getting pretty powerful from a business perspective. Other thing I noticed was. Our favorite mass tweeter, Robert Scoble.
mass everything.
he took on Google Plus with a vengeance. And he's found that, you know, between Twitter and Facebook, if he posted something, he'd get a couple thousand views of a video. But in Google Plus alone, he'd get 1,000.
Wow.
So,
I know. Are you familiar with Chris Perillo? Locker Gnome, and he had a show on Tech TV for a while. Yep. He's been a couple of conferences, the search conferences. He jumped on it too, and I followed him. And he's like a Scoble. He is like, you know, every other item that comes through my feed is from Chris Perillo.
So yeah, he's, I can't
stand. Yeah, he's pretty.
Robert's bad enough. I can't say Chris has got way too much stuff.
So I had a chance to tell you my theory on why Google has launched Google Plus and Google Plus One both.
No, go for it.
So, and again, this is theory, not backed up by anything.
You know what? Before you go for it, let's break. And when you get back, we'll talk.
All right, that works.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're looking for a new multifaceted SEO and social media toolset, look for the Raven. Raven has the important tools that every internet marketer needs. Raven offers customized metrics for managing link building campaigns, social media campaigns, with campaign reporting and research tools that you can easily manage. Build up campaign performance for your clients and give your team the tools that will make them soar. If you want to increase your internet marketing revenue, look for the Raven. Go to RavenTools.com. That's RavenTools.com.
As you know, being an expert at f***.
What did she say?
Requires lots of practice and a great tool. Think you could use some help with f***?
Whoa!
You're not alone. Hundreds have used our tool to take their f*** performance to the next level.
The language!
Of course, we're talking about managing Facebook ads on Acquisio.
Oh.
Buy, track, manage, optimize, and report on media across all major ad networks. Visit Acquisio.com to get a demo today. Acquisio. Search. Social. Display. One platform.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
LPO, Landing Page Optimization, Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the advertising channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on webmasterradio.fm with John Carcutt, Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing a bit about Google Plus and John's conference, the Get Listed conference. But now John's going to share a little on his view on how or why Google Plus and Plus One came.
Yeah. So I wonder if I should let Brasco come in with this little thing saying the views of the hosts are not necessarily the views of webmasterradio.fm.
It's already been said.
All right. So this is my personal thought. So I've been leaning a lot towards thinking about how the algorithms are working, how they're changing. And we know that social is becoming a big part of the algorithms. It's not big yet, but it will be a bigger part of the algorithms in the future. And how does that really work? And from a social standpoint, my belief is that the engines are going to have to come up with something like the social rank for individuals, not necessarily for their Facebook profile or their Twitter account, but an individual. You and I will have our own ranking based on a topic. So like when you and I talk about SEO in a social space, it'll have much more weight than if we're talking about making gingerbread men, right? Even though you probably do that pretty well. I've heard rumors. Anyway, so when we're talking about social space, if you and I are talking about SEO in a social space and related to something that has to do with an algorithm, our conversation will have more weight based on our rank in the social space for that topic. So I'm thinking personally that Google doesn't really even care too much if Google Plus takes off or Google Plus One takes off, because the people that do use it and the bit of interaction they do use it are going to identify thought leaders and topics tied to individuals. So as we're posting, as we're tweeting, as we're doing all this stuff, it's actually going to be tied to our accounts, and they will know when we're interacting on a certain topic, we have more authority than somebody else does. And that authority is going to get passed into the algorithms when they start putting in these social factors. Does that make any sense to you? Because and I don't know if I explained it succinctly.
Well, they already have that Twitter.
And that's part of it. Twitter does that
stuff. So you know that they want to take that and centralize it. So yeah, and I think I totally agree. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so the more you interact on these Google products, the more weight you'll have and it helps. It's going to help them tremendously when it comes to fighting spam and social as it relates to the algorithms.
Yeah, well, and that's just it. The chances of spam appearing online are going to, well, they're going to diminish a great deal. And if anyone trying to game this is going to get a rude awakening, I bet.
Exactly.
Everyone can try a little bit, but I think if anyone really gets aggressive, they're going to have their ass handed to them.
I think there's a couple holes in this. One being that there are a lot of people out there will think of that as like Big Brother, and they won't want to participate. There's going to be a percentage that do that.
Yeah. Big Brother's a reality. Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah. Which actually started recently, and I'm really excited for this season of Big Brother 10, I think it is. Anyway, yes, my wife makes me watch Big Brother, and I enjoy it now. I will say so. I enjoy it. But the other hole in it is
the Real Housewives of New York or something?
No. I'm just going to say, and I'll say it once, there's some hot women.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
On Big Brother. Just saying, I'm done. Okay.
Always happening. They know how to get ratings.
Yes, they do. But the other hole in this is Google, people that don't participate as much in the Google products that are experts and thought leaders on a specific topic, their weight won't be thrown in. See what I mean? So Google will try to gather it, but let's say, Mike Blumenthal, he does, but he's an expert on local. But if he wasn't in Google Plus and he never used the plus button and it tied to his account, Google might not recognize him as the expert that he is in local search.
Or as well.
Exactly. So
it
really
be foolish to ignore all the other signals, obviously.
Yeah. These won't be the only signals, but I think they're going to rely on these heavily for that one piece of the puzzle.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of when you're in there, you've got your Google profile set up, you're really utilizing it. It's going to be a trust factor. I think that you could still rank worse than someone who's just on Twitter or whatever if they're really powerful. But when it comes right down to it, if it's between you and someone else who's about the same, but they're not on Google Plus, you probably would win on Google Plus because they have a higher reliability rating of that detail, I would think.
And I think that also ties into the new author, rel equals author tag for articles. If you use that on your sites, that's also going to play into this as well. It helps build trust and identify authority for you as an individual on a topic.
Well, the thing that, the one thing that really irritates the hell out of me, and it's a common problem with Google, because guys like us probably have multiple Gmail accounts, like I do, and I've got, we've been using it for so many years now, and to get it to my Google bookmarks, they're on one account, my business account, technically, and then if I want to get to my personal Gmail, I have to go to another account, And meanwhile, Google Plus, I've signed up under my personal account, but I also accidentally signed up my other account, which has my bookmarks. it's so frustrating because I'll go and like something, and then it doesn't show up under my like history for my personal account. There's got to be a way to say, look, I've got these other accounts. Can you please just merge them so if I click on Google Plus, it's the same account?
Maybe,
just for Google Plus. That would be wonderful, although I don't know.
Do you have any vanity accounts, like ones you signed up to see if you could get the address?
Maybe a while back. I don't know now whether I do.
I have one. You know me. I'm a big Superman fan. I have been for a long time. I didn't get Superman at Gmail, but I got Darkseid at Gmail, one of his main enemies.
Nice. What's good? Did you get a good avatar for that profile?
No, I just claimed it and let it sit there. I rarely use it. But
it'd be really funny. You should set up a profile, a faux profile. It'd be hilarious.
That would be good, especially since they're going to be rebooting Superman movie series here pretty soon. And there's rumors of not the first one, but maybe the second or third one having a Darkseid type of storyline.
Nice. Well, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to jump into a little more of this perhaps and a couple other questions.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
They are a part of an industry that makes tens of billions of dollars every year. People hang on to their every word of their business strategy, even the prepositions. These are the internet millionaires you have read about and whose secrets you would love to learn. They are the most inspiring and intriguing people in affiliate marketing.
When I want to build relationships with the best and brightest minds in affiliate marketing amongst lush tropical surroundings, I come to AFCON 2011 Miami.
AFCON 2011 Miami, October 13th through 15th at the Fairmont Turnberry Isle in Miami, Florida. Register and learn more at AFCONEvents.com, AFFCONEvents.com.
Come, my friends, to AFCON 2011 Miami.
Oh, yeah. My day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today. Today at BruceClay.com.
Advance your affiliate marketing efforts every week on Affiliate Buzz. Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel only on WebmasterRadio.fm. Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm with John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Internet, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we're just talking about Google Plus and what our thoughts are on it. I'm sure you're going to be oversaturated with this, but such is the thing. Actually, I just noticed something here. On PC World has taken the aggressive stance that this is the title, Why Google Plus Business Profiles Will Trump Facebook Pages.
Nice.
Ooh. I like it.
Speaking of trumping Facebook, there's been a chart going around the past few days that StumbleUpon now sends more traffic than Facebook. Have you seen this?
I've always found it had better traffic, but no, I hadn't seen that chart.
The chart is from statscounter.com, and I did some analysis and digging into it, and I'm not real convinced, because even in their own charts, when you open it up, because they drill down very tightly into U.S. in a certain time frame and showed a crossover, but if you open up, even their own stats shows that Facebook is like three times bigger from a traffic standpoint than StumbleUpon overall. So I think it's a little bit, if you're seeing that chart out there and saying, oh my God, StumbleUpon is bigger than Facebook, it's not. The one thing that I would caution people in looking at these stats is that the stats come from StatCounter. So StatCounter is one of those free things. You plug in your GeoCities page. It tells you how many people visited your site. It's like those little hit counters you used to put on your sites. And nobody uses those anymore on real websites. I think they're still used somewhat in a lot of the shall we say, adult side of the internet. So, you know, I don't know how they can make that claim based on the fact that their own data that nobody – data which hardly anybody uses that has a real website. So when people come to me and say, what do you think about this? I'm like, I don't believe it, and I still don't believe it. So just saying.
Interesting.
And but that's not to say stumbled upon doesn't send good traffic, but it does. Yeah,
It does. It's spotty.
Boss, I know.
I love it. Yeah, I find that it when you do have a really good article and it's really truly worth being stumbled and you get people to it, you will get a damn good visitor profile. Unfortunately, they tend to be bounces according to Google Analytics because they don't go anywhere else rarely. They're usually there just to read and then leave. But that's good. You know, they still get that brand presence and they're there to comment or whatever.
Think about this, and I looked at the stats when I was doing my research. Facebook and StumbleBum both have the same kind of distribution as far as U.S. versus overseas usage, right? It's very similar. It's not exact, of course, but it's very similar.
You mean North America?
Yes, North America. I'm sorry. You dang Canadians.
We are here, remember.
Yeah, I keep forgetting. But if you think about it, as of the beginning of this month, July, Facebook had 750 million users, and StumbleUpon had 15 million users. And if you just think about it logistically, how in the world can StumbleUpon be sending more traffic? Just the logic of it is, okay, you know, the model's different, sure, but it's 15 versus 750 million. I don't get it.
Well, the one thing that's really cool about StumbleUpon, if no one else has used it, it's so much fun. Like, if you do have time, and I never seem to have time anymore, but if you do have time and you've got the toolbar installed, just click Stumble. And you get taken to the most amazing places sometimes. I found sites I never knew they existed. And I that's what I think the appeal is. It's StumbleUpon's got a decent algorithm. It's not going to show crap. They're not going to take you to crap. I mean, very rarely anyway. And I really find it a breath of fresh air. It's always been there in the background, and it's always done pretty well. It's never had – it's kind of like one of the royals, you know? It just sort of drifts through space doing well but trying to be a moderate.
It has an interesting history. Do you know about the history of its ownership?
No.
So a few years ago, I believe – I think it was eBay. It was eBay or some big entity like that bought StumbleUpon. And what happened was they bought it from the owner. They brought the owner on board to help continue to manage it. And he was so frustrated with the way they were handling it, he bought it back from them 2 years later and continues to own it. And now he's getting VC money. I think he has $15, $20 million of VC money in the past couple of years. So yeah, it was interesting that somebody tried to buy it and take it over, but just didn't handle it. And the guy bought it back from him, which I think is awesome.
Pennies on the dollar. He made a fortune.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that he got it back. I wish whoever started Delicious would buy it back from Yahoo.
Oh, well, that's another thing entirely. Well, also, didn't MySpace get bought back by the same guy who started it?
Did they? I don't know.
I know that was they were talking about it. I don't know that actually happened. I know they're trying to ramp it up again, but who knows what that's going to mean.
Yeah. Hey, you mentioned before the break, we were talking about Google and how it, like, you mentioned that Twitter also assigns, an authority or a trust level to users. And we talked about how Google's wanting to do that. Google can't get it from Twitter anymore.
Well, they don't have the feed in their site, so they don't have real-time results, but they still track Twitter.
True, though they don't have the feed, which is the fire hose feed or something like that, which has all that extra data in it, right? But they can crawl the site, but they only crawl like 30% of it, from what I understand.
Well, the main issue, one of the issues, is that Twitter actually doesn't keep a history. It's bizarre. They actually said that they don't want to. They figure other people are doing a better job of it. Now, the irony is when they said that, they said they mentioned how Google was doing it and how happy they were that they were taking it and that I was taking the pressure off. Well, obviously, with removing the fire hose, that's no longer a good thing.
But they keep a much deeper history in the fire hose than they do on the site. So I know there's a couple years worth of history you can access through the fire hose where it's not nearly that deep.
Apparently not. What I read... Topsy, is it? Is it Topsy? I think it's Topsy.com. Is the only one now with 2 years of... actually, it's got all the way back to 2008. Twitter has very little history actually maintained on their system.
Interesting.
They didn't want to reinvent the wheel. They figured other guys were doing it all right, so let them do it.
Yeah. And, so do you find it interesting? I know I find it interesting that the Twitter-Google connection broke I know it was the timing was the contract was up, but they didn't read up the contract. Right at the same time, approximately the same time that Twitter was integrated very deeply into Apple OS, the Apple iOS, do you think there's something there? So where Apple told Twitter, look, we want to do this, but part of it is you got to, not be so tight with Google. Just, again, just speculation on my part, but it was very interesting to me that timing was so close.
Well, it was coming up for renewal, right? That was already specified. Why they didn't go for it again? Yeah, I would wonder why. You'd think Google would want it. I thought a pretty slick system, and it definitely helped them. All the politics of this stuff, I can't even fathom. I never understand politics to begin with, but never mind tech. I mean, geez. Especially with all the antitrust and all the stuff going on.
So I have to bring this up because every other news entity in the world has talked about it at least once, and we haven't. So we have to talk about this at least once. Are you following the Casey Anthony trial and all that? Yeah? You there?
Yeah, I lost you for a bit there. So the who, Anthony?
Are you in Canada? Are you aware of this whole Casey Anthony trial thing that's pretty much taken the United States by storm?
Is this the Anthony Weiner guy?
No. So I'm moving up to where you live because I don't want to hear any more about this anyway. Some trial that happened, and this lady was found not guilty of killing her baby. And everybody.
Oh, that. Yes, I remember that. And she's getting out on the 13th.
Yes. So there's been a lot of talk in the news. It's hilarious, actually, about Dexter Morgan hunting down Casey Anthony.
Right? Oh, no.
I mean, there's even been – I even heard a comment on CNN that related Dexter to Casey Anthony. So I'm telling you, Showtime, if anybody from Showtime listens to our measly little show, you need to do an episode this season about Dexter Morgan hunting down some crazy mom who killed her baby
and got away with it.
That you would be the most favorite show on the history of the television if you did that. And so I want to start a petition or something. I want that to happen.
That's awesome. Start a Facebook. Yes. Oh, you would do so well if you created a Facebook group on that. That would work well.
I'm sure there's already one there somewhere. I wouldn't do that.
Well, before we sign off here, because we're over time as usual, wanted to let everyone know that our show has been nominated as a small business influencer. In order to win anything in regards to that or to get a higher rating, I guess what it's going to be is ultimately you don't really win anything short of a seal of approval, but you'll get pushed up in the rankings the more votes you get. So if you don't mind checking out facebook.com/SEO101podcast, as you listen to this, you will see details about how to click on that and vote if you don't mind. We would love a little extra exposure. John and I do this for free. We just love doing it. We love helping you guys out. But the more exposure, the better. It makes it easier to find all the time to do this. So be a great help.
And the cool thing is, just remember, you can vote once a day. So don't just do once and go away. Say, I did my part. You need to go back every day and vote for us.
We have high expectations for our awesome listeners.
Ross has his programmers writing a script that he'll put on the site that'll let you do it automatically once a day to remind you to vote for us.
Not, but it's pretty cool, and it'd be nice. It'd be good exposure for the show, and I think it's helped a few businesses out there, so that'd be kind of cool.
Ross, I'll tell you right now, if you look at their site and you look at the category we're nominated in, we're up against like Inc. Magazine, CNN.
Oh, I know, it's ridiculous. They put
Times.
Us in the wrong profile.
But out of all these people, we already have the most retweets.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
So keep it up, folks. If you're listening and you tweeted us, keep doing it.
Yay! Well, retweets, is that – that's not the nomination, though.
Unfortunately. So go back and nominate us or vote for us, too. But keep it up.
And it starts today, the 11th of July. So that'd be a good day to start up. So thanks, everyone. Have a great week. And remember, you can go to our Facebook page to leave questions or answers. If there's something that we were kind of uncertain about, if you think need to correct us, please do. And you can also get a hold of me via email, ross@stepforth.com. That's stepforth.com. Or on Twitter, Ross – Dunn. And John, you're on Twitter as well.
Yeah, best way to hold me is on Twitter at John Carcutt.
Perfect. Well, thanks, everyone. Have a great week. And next week, we have a special guest, John Mueller.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
That's going to be awesome.
So one of the top guys at Google Webmaster Tools, and we're going to have some fabulous questions for him. We're really pumped. So tune in. Don't miss that one. That's going to be a hot one. Thanks a lot, guys.
It's going to be great. Thanks for listening, everybody.